You're listening to Consider This, episode 117, for August 31st, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, you found your way to a conservative podcast, Consider This. And that's saying something, because at only 10 minutes or less per episode, it's easy to overlook. I'm Doug Payton, and I'll be the one keeping you entertained and informed. But don't just make this about me. You can entertain and inform us as well by calling 267-CALL-CT0 or writing to ConsiderThis at ctpodcasting.com. More ways to get in touch are at the website ConsiderThis.ctpodcasting.com, and I'll go over a few more at the end of the episode. That's CT as in constitutional trouble. Democrats calling for a religious test, the cause of the housing market crash and recession, and another drive-by graphic. That's coming up. I'm still taking questions from you, for me, and about me, for a potential upcoming Ask Me Anything-style episode in the future. You can use all the usual ways of getting in touch to send them in. There is no religious test required for holding a position in government. You don't have to subscribe to a particular set of beliefs to be allowed to hold office. This has its roots in the First Amendment to the Constitution, but it's spelled out specifically in Article 6. Link is in the show notes. Now, 8 states have a religious requirement written into their constitution, but the legality of these, especially after the inclusion of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, is still rather up in the air. So you can be of any religion and hold public office in nearly all state and federal governments, even Colorado. Why do I mention Colorado? Well, it seems that several members of the Denver City Council, who were not subject to a religious test when their names were put on the ballot, wished to apply a religious test to an entrepreneur who wished to open a restaurant. Yes, they want to start closely examining religious beliefs in order to sell chicken at Denver International Airport.
Several council members, including 4 on the 6-member committee, raised questions related to Chick-fil-A's religion-influenced operation, which includes keeping all franchises closed on Sunday. Most focused on political firestorms sparked by remarks made by Chick-fil-A's now CEO Dan Cathy, reaching a peak in 2012 after court decisions favorable to same-sex marriage. The company also came under fire for donations made by charitable arms to groups opposing LGBT causes.
That's right, business owners. The Denver City Council wants to determine when you may open or close and to what organizations you are permitted to give your money, your own personal cash. If it's not up to their standards, you can't do business. One of the council members quizzed the franchisee asking, quote, "If the national corporation with which you are affiliated once again puts themselves at the center of a national debate about depriving people and their families of rights, would you, as a concessionaire, have any ability to influence that?" Close quote. When he responded with the obvious, "I don't believe so," she replied, quote, "I don't think you would either, and that's my concern." Close quote. Well, with all due respect, it's none of your concern. How Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, spends his own money is absolutely none of your business. Oh, and the political party of Robin Kenich? Do you have to ask? Yes. A Democrat. Wonder what she would do if a potential business owner came before the council and said he'd use his profits to discourage abortion, or try to get Ted Cruz elected president. Or even try to unseat her. Where does it end, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I don't know where it ends, but I do know that if this stands, it's only the beginning. A study came out showing that, indeed, the Democrats who initiated the Community Reinvestment Act also known as Loans to Risky Borrowers, and who continued to promote it and push it, really did destroy the housing market and cause the recession. But hey, it's all water under the bridge. These days, a guy who is similarly challenged, economically speaking, and running for president is drawing tens of thousands of Democrats to his rallies. Never mind the track record of Democrats. If their policies fall to pieces under a Republican administration, it's all good. And if you call a risky scheme a reinvestment, you can sell just about anything to folks who have short attention spans. Oh, and those Republican deregulation measures? Nope, they aren't to blame. Not that Democrats haven't continued to try to foist the blame there, of course, and not that it hasn't been eagerly eaten up by their constituents. But that's old news to the short attention span voters, for whom the current collapse of Greece under its socialist policies isn't enough to give them even just a little pause when listening to the rhetoric of Bernie Sanders. Yep, for too many voters, it's all about the free or cheap stuff. Give me free college, or give me home loans regardless of my ability to pay. And once the stuff's broken, they move on to the next shiny thing that they want, while others pick up the pieces. And if you point out the flaws in their policies, you must be evil, or racist, or hate the poor. Even though the poor were hit as much or more than anyone else as a result of a program that was ostensibly to help them. But Democrats just double down on those bad economic policies. They need to leave Washington and head to Vegas. At least there, they're only squandering their own money. A Facebook group called Red State Dems posted what I've been calling a drive-by graphic recently that I highlighted on the Consider This Facebook page. It shows a guy with a Tea Party t-shirt shaking hands with firefighters. The graphic says, quote, "The ultimate ironic moment when the anti-government, anti-tax Tea Party libertarian thanks the tax-funded government fireman for saving his house from a wildfire," close quote. Well, in order to make some point, they assert the common misconception that saying the government shouldn't do some things really means you don't want the government to do anything. That's not ironic on the part of the Tea Partier. It is deliberate misunderstanding, or ignorance, on the part of the graphic maker. And if you see any other drive-by graphics, feel free to share them on the Consider This Facebook or Google Plus pages. So then, should governments really care about what you do with your personal spending money if you happen to own a business? Is Bernie Sanders really going down the same path that has failed so many times before and is failing even as we speak? And do Red State Dems really have no idea what Tea Partiers and libertarians really think? Let me know your thoughts on these and any other topics by writing to ConsiderThis at ctpodcasting.com or calling 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. You can tweet me. I am at ctpodcasting, and the Facebook and Google Plus pages for those graphics are there for you. But if that's a lot to remember, then just remember this. ConsiderThis.ctpodcasting.com. That's the website with a transcript of this episode, a place to have a discussion, and pointers to all the aforementioned communication channels, even some I haven't mentioned this time. Make your point or ask your question. That's the way we consider this.